this painting for me is really all about the feeling of being trapped, this kind of horror and anguish. But one interesting fact is that his surname, Nuenya, actually means crocodile. And one of the things that recurs in his paintings, as you can certainly see here, are these gnashing, fang-like teeth. And really, the thematic here is all about what war does to us as people, debasing us and turning us as human beings into animals. So you'll see that some of the figures, like these orange ones, might have horns or they might have tails, even though their faces otherwise look pretty humanoid. And then right underneath that central yellow figure, you'll notice that this smaller red figure could be a child. You know, they seem to mirror one another, but it's very difficult to tell from the placement of this leg whether this figure is trying to protect this other figure in vain or it's kind of crushing the figure with his thigh. So these bloodthirsty figures really make it a challenge to figure out what's going on, who's the victim and who's the perpetrator. This is really a testament to the times that Malangatana was living through, both through the civil war in his country and also what it meant to live as an artist in a country that for so much of his youth was segregated. So the white Portuguese community would have had very different privileges to black artists like himself, despite having been born and raised there.